Blog Talk Radio.
Walking Facebook broadcast with yours truly, the King's daughter, Naomi. It is always a privilege and an honor to be here with you. And I tell you, we got an awesome treat for you on today. We have with us a special guest, Mr. Davion Barrion. Are you available?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much.
That is wonderful, wonderful. I tell you what, I saw your video, and look, your name just ringing a bell here in Fort Pierce, Florida. And I said, you know what? I just got to learn of this young man. And definitely wanted to have you on the air. I tell you, it's a privilege and an honor to know of you. I mean, I want you to just quickly, if you will, welcome to the Faith Walking Faithful broadcast. Again, I am yours truly, the King's daughter, Naomi. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I want you to just tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself. Give us a little background.
Okay. Born and raised in Fort Pierce, Florida. And I live currently in Vero Beach. My whole family basically is from the city of Fort Pierce, and I graduated, went through school, everything, education, everything was right there in St. Lucie County. After I graduated high school, I left off and went to college and graduated from Florida Atlantic University with a psychology degree, and came home and just kind of really wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and got into law enforcement. I did law enforcement for about 5 years and a host of other things. I did that under the auspices of being, you know, I like to learn. I like to try different things. And that's something that when people hang around me or they get to know me, they'll understand that is I may try anything once as long as it doesn't compromise my belief, as long as it doesn't compromise who I am as an individual. But at the same time, just an open-minded but a very kind and loving kid, you know. So that's me in a nutshell.
Okay, I accept that. Well, I didn't hear you say anything about you was married.
Let me go ahead and straighten that right now. I'm going to straighten that. Yes, I am married. To my beautiful wife, Marcia. We have a son together. And we've been married now about almost going on 5 years. I've known her since I was a kid. We actually were playmates. She used to come, you know, you see the stories on TV, how they, you know, the boy and the girl, they used to play together as kids in the field or in the playground, you know, can he come knock on the door, mom, can she come outside and play? You know, that was us, you know, it's funny, you know, we never really crossed that line like that because we were always friends, but then she went her way, you know, she did 4 years in the military, I did 4 years of college football and college, you know, whatever. And she, you know, from her previous marriage and my previous marriage, but we just so happened to, you know, come across each other's path again, you know, and I can't say just so happened to because everything happens for a reason, and I know it was only God that did it. And since that moment, it's just been, everything's been, you know, on up and up. So I'm grateful for her too.
That is awesome. Look, for the rest of your life, young man, don't say nobody tried to tell you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You make that your first statement after God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm learning. You know what? I'm learning everything, and every step and every, you know, in the process, I'm learning how to, you know, she's a great girl. So I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for her. So.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. I notice a lot of artists don't in the mainstream, and I don't know. Maybe that's protocol there. I don't know. But if I was married and an indie artist, I'd always share my family.
yes, ma'am.
So that's good. Well, it's awesomely nice to meet you and your family. And I like to mention the fact that you're a family. You got a wife, because sometimes people have a hard time believing that they can pursue their dreams and be married.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying? And so
yes,
you're
ma'am.
A young man that's pursuing your dreams. You're doing an awesome job. I mean, and you're totally, totally talented. Can you just talk
Thank
to
you.
The listening audience a little bit about those that there's some people that want to be in relationships and they think it's going to be a distraction if they have a family. I mean, speak a little bit on that.
You know what? I don't agree with that at all, for the simple fact of people doing that, because I understand that, you know, people really, really, really have to understand that before you get married to anybody, before you connect to anybody, you need to do your research on them, for one. The Bible always talks about, you know, being unequally yoked, so you need to make sure that you're doing your research on the individuals that you connect yourselves to, whether that be, you know, emotionally, whether that be personally, or whether that be professionally. It's just one of those things. You really have to be cognitive and as far as who you're getting yourself involved with. And it is a complete lie for people to say that they can't have a family and pursue a career, because if you're connected to the right individual, if you're connected to the right person, they'll help you, because, you know, we have a saying, the teamwork makes the dream work.
Come
you
on
know?
Now.
And that's one of those things, you know. I mean, yes, a lot of people can accomplish a lot of different things by themselves. Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. But it is one of those things where, you know, you really have to have somebody that is on the same level as you, more than just physically, more than just mentally, but also more so spiritually and psychologically. Because, you know, you have to, if you're not on the same level, you know, because, you know, you offset, everybody offset,
She's strong in some places that I may be weak in, but that's what she's there for. Just like I'm strong in some areas she might be weak in, but that's what I'm here for. And it's supposed to help level things off. So as long as you're working together, you have a person that understands your dream, that sees the vision. And I was taught at a young age. You know, I'm still young or whatever. You know, I'm 33, but I'm still learning.
Okay.
But I learned from, you know, my grandfather. He's taught me a lot, you know, and that was the one thing is, you know, you really have to be a man of valor, you know, and that goes more than just, you know, being able to go to church and say, yeah, I'm in a church or whatever. You have to have a lifestyle that shows that and represents that. So I completely disagree when people say that you can't have a family because you really can. You just need to make sure that you're having a family with the right person. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that is, you know, so true. You know, the Bible talks about two being better than one, because if one falls, the other's there to pick them up. I mean, yes, and Paul has his saying, but there is balance in that. And I think it's awesome to have a family and to be married and pursuing your dreams. I think it's an awesome thing, personally.
Yes, ma'am.
Personally, that's great. So tell us, how did you get your start in music? I mean, I see you started when you was like 5 years old or something.
Yeah, you read that. That was in my bio. You read that, right?
Absolutely. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it was. I've been a drummer. I've been playing drums since the age of five. You know, so that has been my pretty much my passion as a kid, playing drums. You know, from that moment up until this point, I played drums. By the time I was about 14, I learned how to play the keyboard. God bless me to do that, to where I can play by ear. Am I excellent at it? Am I great? No. But, you know, I do enough. I do pretty good, you know, with what I got, you know, and I'm a true believer that when God blesses you with a talent of some sort, you need to use it. You know, I don't want to be like one of, you know, some of those guys, you know, we're familiar with the story in the Bible where the guys had the talents and some of them used theirs, and with the one talent he had, he went and hit it. And I believe that, you know, the talent that God gives us, he gives it to us for us to be of service to him and of service to the kingdom. And once you're using those talents, he'll bless you with others. Because writing songs, I just started writing songs like in 2000, the fall of 2011, I just started writing songs. Yeah, so I haven't been singing very long at all, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, when people are like, you know, you sound like, I have not been singing very long. That's why my CD, if you ever get a copy of my CD, it's named From Behind the Music. Because I'm a drummer boy that's coming off the drums to be put to the forefront, because that's what God is doing with me. You know, and I think he's doing that because,
awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, and the message that he gives me in the songs, you know, the messages are very clear in the song, and I'm a true representative of all things, you know, of all things positive and all things, you know, holy when it comes to the kingdom. Am I perfect? No. But at the same time, I definitely understand my walk, you know, I understand my walk with God, but I also understand who I am and who I belong to, so.
I know that's right. Going on, you're a king. That's right.
That's
a blessing. So tell me a little bit about, tell us about this from behind the music. I mean, is that how many tracks is on that? On your EP?
I got 8 tracks on that CD.
Oh, okay.
And initially, I was not going to put 8 tracks on there. I really wasn't, only because I was skeptical. And, you know, that's just like the devil. You know, when you get ready to step out on something that you've never done before to make you shake and scared to do it because you don't know how people are going to receive it. You know, you don't know if people are really going to even like it. You know, so, you know, and that's, you know, that was the one thing that I faced when it came to producing this. I wrote the songs. I've got books of songs that I've written. But, you know, I just wasn't sure on how many I should put on. So initially I was like, you know what, let's just do 4, you know. But talking to the guy that, you know, he and I, we're the only two that's in the studio that does my CD. So, you know, it's like my thought process has to match what, you know, his thought process and vice versa. And so it was like, you know, I don't know if I really want to put, you know, all these songs. Let's just do four. Then I was like, oh, you know what, let's do six. We'll do six. And then, you know, when it came down time to it, it was just like, he was just like, no, bro, let's just put all eight of them on there. I was like,
that's
you sure
good.
About that? And so he's like, yeah, I said, okay, well, let's go with it.
So you're going
so,
with the bad self. We in the artist. We in the artist. You know what I'm saying? I got six
yes,
songs
ma'am.
In the intro. I got an album out.
Whoa. Yes, ma'am.
Bottom
yes,
line.
Ma'am.
Six
Why,
songs
yes.
in the intro. That's an album. My first album. That's my first freshman project.
Wow.
They only get better. And I
yes,
would
ma'am.
Encourage you to just adopt that. You can adopt my motto. I don't have a problem with it.
I will.
That is my first project. And
I'm like
got,
a sponge. You tell me something, I can remember it.
I know that's right. Hey, you wrote all of that. You know what? That's work.
Yes, ma'am.
It's work.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
When you're just getting started, we're not in the industry just yet as far as industry artists, because they have a standard up there. And believe me,
yes,
when you get there, they'll let you know. And from my understanding.
Yes, ma'am.
From my understanding, yes, the industry don't have a problem, then you know what they need. So embrace doing you.
Yes, ma'am. You know what? That's
why
that's
you have the
thing.
Opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. That's the other thing I have to. That's why I love that. You know, I have to definitely give my wife kudos and credit for one dealing with me, because she may knock me out for saying dealing, because you know that she doesn't like that. But it's just one of those things where it's when you're writing music, right? Music
uh-huh.
comes at any given time. At any given time.
Exactly.
I could be driving or whatever. So my wife, she'll be talking to me, and sometimes I might be writing, and she'll be like, Sean. Well, you know, she says that that's my middle name. So I'm like,
right.
Wait, hold on. I got an idea. I got to write this down. You know, so it takes patience, because sometimes she goes to bed, and I'm sitting in the living room writing. I might not go to bed till, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning. Not that I'm working in the studio,
so right.
but I'm at home. You know, so sometimes
so
I'm just
right.
there in the living room putting words together, and God allowed, you know, I'm like, okay, Lord, okay, how do I say this? Because, like the Bible says, in all of our ways acknowledge Him. So I want to make sure that I'm putting forth music, not only that sounds good, but more than just sounds good, but that it has a message that it can pierce somebody and actually cause fruit to come forth, if that makes sense.
You are so right. That is so right. I'm telling you, I had to get out of bed, write a song. I tucked it away and learned it the next day.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, God, He does it all kind of ways. And as
mm-hmm.
artists, we have to be open for that. And then
yes.
I tell people all the time, when you get married or you get a spouse, they have to understand that. When
yes.
you're in business, when you're in any type of, like, music industry, they have to understand
yes,
that. And yeah, you're so right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people don't seem to understand that. And
yes,
and even as musicians and artists, we still have to be mindful that we married.
Yes, that's true. That is very true.
It's like,
says that too.
Right. It works like a preacher in a pulpit, you know. Hey.
Yes,
that's how you got to come off that pulpit, you know.
Yes, Lord. You need to make sure that you're not causing no fires in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So there has to be balance. There has to be a balance on both ends. But you are so right. You brought out a good point. Wow.
Yes,
okay. That's great. So you got your first EP out, or your first album out, your first project. Now,
yeah.
when did that came out? In October of 2014. Okay, so
yes,
it's almost
ma'am.
A year. Almost a year. Tell me how that's going.
Honestly, it's really now just not picking up. Be honest with you. I'm not gonna kid around. It's just really now picking up. And it's been a process. It really has, because initially. When it came out, you know, everybody, you know, they, you know, different ones, they bought it, or, you know, whatever, or, you know, God would lead me to give it to somebody, you know, because, you know, again, it's about, at this point, it's about ministering to people. You know, everything else will fall in line when as need be, but it's about ministering to people. So sometimes I may see a person that may not have a, you know, have an extra, you know, brown penny, to give for that. But you know what? Can I sow this into your life? Because something in those songs, in one of those eight songs, and I guarantee you, out of eight of those songs, you're going to get something out of one of them. You know, so, and it's something that you can apply to your life. So if, regardless of whether you give me anything or not, if I'm able to give you a message or give you something that will help you hold on that much tighter or bring you back or, you know, that will cause you to refocus on what's important, then I've won. You know, that's more than any amount of money could give me, is leading somebody to Christ or leading somebody to believe and understand that God loves you even when you're wrong. He still loves you. You know, so.
Right.
This EP is just really now picking up because I went through a phase of about 2 months, maybe longer than that, where I'm like, okay, Lord, what am I not doing? This is what I asked God. Yeah. You know, because I'm like, okay, I know what I did. I know the music I put out is great music, and I know it's something that's beneficial to somebody. What am I not doing to get it out further, to get out more, you know? And
so the question,
you know,
becomes, how do I market it? How do I market it?
Yes,
because,
you know, so, yes, ma'am. So, after consulting God about that, because I went through a slump for a while for that, because I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. You know, so, but then at some point, it's just like, you know what, Lord, I know you know what's going on. I may not necessarily know what's going on behind the scenes so much, but I know you're working. You know, and I'm going to keep pushing. So that was the one thing that I kept doing was writing. And, of course, my wife was the same. She said the same thing. She's like, Sean, keep writing. I'm like, okay. You know, so and then when it took off, you know, my godmother, who's my pastor, she said something to me which was very profound. And it really brought me back to the idea that, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie with Christina Milian, and I can't think of it off the top of my head, where she was an artist and she was a struggling artist. And she was putting music out, and when she finally got a chance to do one song and somebody heard it, first thing they asked her was, do you have more songs?
Right.
So with that concept, my godmother was like, okay, Davion. She was like, you're going to have to keep writing, because this music that you got, she's like, you don't have just two or three or four hits off of this CD. She was like, that's more than most people have on one CD at all in their life. She was like, so keep writing, because what's going to happen is you're going to be like that. It's going to be a scenario, a situation just like in that Christina Milian movie. They're going to ask, okay, who is this kid? Where is he from? And does he have more music? And you need to make sure that you have more music to produce. So this first CD is, if they love this first CD, the next CD they're going to absolutely, it's going to be crazy, because I feel like I haven't even gotten into the meat and potatoes of my music. You know, this is an introductory album of who I am and my style and how I write and my concept behind things. God uses me in so many different ways to say things in via song, or whether it's instrumental. It doesn't even matter. I mean, I can minister playing drums, and, you know, God's spirit, you know, the spirit of God will move just like as if somebody's singing. You know what I'm saying? And that's understanding, you know, that's understanding taking the limits off God and letting him do what he does.
That is awesome. That's awesome. So, okay,
yes,
that's great. You got other artists out there that are, you know, that's looking up to you. I mean, they're like, wow, he going to make it.
that's
and
awesome.
I like, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I like what you're saying, because you're saying, hey, listen, I'm just getting started.
Yes.
I am. But you started, and that's a blessing. But
yes,
you started.
Oh, you got to give God something to work with.
Come on now.
You got to give God something to work with. I can't say God. I mean, I got this music, you know, okay, how am I going to get it out if I'm not even trying to write, or if I'm not trying to record, or if I'm not trying to put it out, you know? So my thing is, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to write, and I'm going to record and do whatever I can do. And once I put it out, leave the rest up to God, because at that particular point, I've done my part, which is I got to give him something to work with. And I feel I've done that. So now
that is awesome.
Let's work. Now let's work.
And then you've just answered my question. I was going to tell you to inspire somebody that was looking up to you, and you just did that. And you say, now let's work.
Let's work.
Phase two is, like you said, getting prepared, preparation. for whatever comes after this. Because like you said, you laid the groundwork through that. You're giving God the glory. You laid the groundwork. Now you're doing phase two, which is preparation for what comes next.
Yes, ma'am.
And then not to get discouraged. So that's a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a blessing. Wow. Okay. So since 2014,
yes, ma'am.
You have your first album out.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this wasn't your first performance here at ministering. You ministered all over Fort Pierce, I'm sure, right?
Not so much around Fort Pierce, no. That's
okay.
Ironic, too. That's ironic to me, but a lot of the times that I've ministered or done concerts have been down in Palm Beach, Lake Worth area, out of town. And that was just through divine connection. So I honestly don't think that the people in Fort Pierce really, they really know me I can't say that now because I just did, did that at Midway Cafe, which was like Saturday past. So I think now is where they're like, okay, Davion has been here this whole time because my godmother told me that other pastors came up to her during the event and was like, yo, where you been hiding him at? And it's funny, I find it comical because I was born and raised right here in Fort Pierce, and I know a bunch of pastors because they watched me grow up as a little kid, but a lot of them don't know that I've written songs or that I even have written music, So I think at this point now it's where it's like, okay, there's going to be some little flashlights like, okay, who's this kid? Where's he at? So that's kind of weird. It just kind of worked out that way. So, no, I haven't been around Fort Pierce very much. I've been mostly in Palm Beach.
That's awesome. So my good friend Jackie Hickman over there, that's who's been getting you out?
Yes. You know what? I love Miss Hickman because, it's funny just how, it really, that connection was made. I sent her a friend request. No kidding, all jokes aside. I sent her a friend request at like 5:30 in the morning. I was up. And God has his way of doing things. He'll allow you to see stuff, and then when you see it, it's important that you act on it then, So
right.
I didn't know Miss Hickman. I didn't know anybody on her team from nothing. I knew nothing about them other than, okay, I see this lady, Miss Hickman, and I saw on her something about dealing with music. That's all I saw was her dealing with music, and I sent her inbox. I sent her a friend request, and
right.
Like within an hour or whatever, she responded back, which to me is funny because she's up that early, But she accepted my friend request, and I sent her a message on Facebook, and I told her, look, my name is Davion, I'm a contemporary gospel artist from Fort Pierce, and I'm just trying to find out ways that I can get my music played anywhere I can get the gospel played, if any way possible, can you show me or help me on what I need to do, or do you mind adding me as a friend? I can't remember verbatim what the message was, but it was very general,
right.
But very sincere, because at this point it was just like, I don't want to, I want people to understand that I'm a very humble kid,
right.
And I'm very appreciative for every single step that's being made in helping me in this progression in this field. Because I understand that it's sharks and it's snakes. So I have to be very careful and walk a thin line to make sure
right.
that I'm, one, walking and connecting to the right people, and, that it's nobody that's going to, somebody's not going to try to hurt me in the process. So
right.
She did that, and I promise you, she accepted my friend request. She responded to my message, and, probably within a few hours, she was like, okay, send me some stuff. I sent her my bio. I sent her three songs. And, from that very day, moment, morning, however you want to put it, she's been, all over the place with myself. so I love her for that because, honestly, she could have just, she has other artists. She could have just put it to the side. He's just another one or whatever, but she didn't, and I'm very appreciative of that because she took my craft serious.
Wow. Yeah, she's I always say Miss Jackie got South Florida on lock. That's my girl. Yeah, so she's a sweetheart. She's definitely a sweetheart, and
I met her for the first time Saturday.
Oh wow, you met her on Saturday?
Yes, that was the first time I actually met her, like face to face. Met her.
Oh, Facebook.
Other than that, I've spoken to her quite a few times on Facebook, but Saturday was the first time I actually got a chance to actually speak to her in person. And like she's very. Let me tell you, when I say she's boss lady, she's boss lady. When I say that,
and she
you know because
and she know
she don't
it.
Play. She don't play, you know, and that, I love that because, you know, that you got to have that. You know, somebody, you know, has to be on your team that is like that or somebody needs to spearhead that. And so she's definitely that, you know, but at the same time, her spirit is so, you know, she's a peaceful-hearted young lady. And I love her for being who she is and how she and everything she's done so far.
All right. Shout out to Miss Jackie. Hickman Management. That's great. Now are you under a management? Are you under her management, or are you just kind of?
I have my wife has been my manager up until this point.
Okay.
She's kind of like, you know, because I can't do everything, you know, because between working and between, you know, writing and, you know, everything else that's taking place or whatever, like, you know, my wife was like the lady that took care of all that stuff. You know, so for her, you know, it kind of, I think it really helps her because, like I told her, I was like, Miss Hickman is doing this. Miss, you know, Miss Jackie, well, I can't say Miss Hickman because that sounds a little too formal. Miss Jackie, she's doing a lot, you know, and I tell her everything that Miss Jackie's doing or has, you know, the ideas or whatever because I want her to understand, you know, look, if you got any problem with something, you can call her. You know, Miss Jackie said that very clearly. She was like, oh, she can call me anytime, you know, and I appreciate that because my wife is, she doesn't feel threatened at all. You know, it's just more or less she knows that there are people that know a lot more than her, and being that she is the one that's helped me thus far, then, you know, now I have Miss Jay that's helping me, and it's like, wow, you know. So I told her, I'm like, well, you need to get with her because you guys need to converse on stuff when it comes to me because my job is to write, you know. My job is to keep things rolling, keep music right, you know, that's my job, you know. And between my wife and Miss Hickman, I know I'm not going to go wrong. I can't, you know. You know, one, they're two very strong-willed and really strong ladies, you know. So I know
right.
that I got, you know, I know that I'm safe on both ends.
Well, that is so awesome. Ain't nothing like having some good help on your side. I'm telling you. But
yes, ma'am.
You know, you definitely need to be active in your career. I would
yes,
never
ma'am.
Set you up for the hokey dokey. Don't you put stuff in other folk. I mean, it's good to let them help you. But know what's
yes,
going
ma'am.
On.
Yes, ma'am.
Always have a hand in your business, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
As an artist, that's what happened. You know, you got Ruben Sutter and all these guys, but you got to, as an artist, at least know what's going on. And it sounds like you do. So you got to and realize when you got good help.
I try
to. That is awesome.
My godmother preaches to me all the time. She's like, Davion, okay, you need to know the business side. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Right.
You need to know the business side. Yes, ma'am. You need to know the business side. I'm like, yes, ma'am. No problem. You know,
and
so
that
she'll
is
give me
the truth.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the truth. Wow. So what I want you to do is tell me a little bit of your, share with the listener out is a little bit of your testimony. There's a song I got cued that's called No Other Name.
Yes.
Share
the
testimony with us.
I wrote that song, No Other Name, because I understand that, you know, there are so many names in the world, but there is no name that has the power than the name of Jesus that could, you know, that can save people and free people from sin. And I want people to understand that, I don't care who you call. You can't call Buddha, you can't call Muhammad, you can't call anybody else and get a reaction. But you can get a reaction when it comes to calling Christ, you know. And I wrote that song because throughout my life, I've dealt with a lot of different things. You know, I've dealt with a failed marriage. I've dealt with, you know, looking at, you know, the court system trying to kill me. You know, I've dealt with these, you know, these issues. I've dealt with having car accidents where I should have been dead. As a matter of fact, in January of 2014, before this EP came out, the EP came out October 2014, I had an accident January of 2014 where my car rolled like three times, you know, and I ended up in a ditch. And the first lady that came on the scene told my wife, she called my wife after, you know, I was in the hospital for a few days or whatever, you know, but she told my wife, she called and she was like, he was dead when I got there. She was like, he was dead when I got there. He was not responding. He was not breathing. He was not moving. She was like, but then, you know, it was just like we were still trying to get him out. And then, you know, it's like he came to. And, you know, stuff like that doesn't happen unless God is really in your corner. I don't care who you are. You know, so that was a testimony in and of itself. And that, you know, and that was a blessing, too. So I've dealt with a lot of different things, but I know that as long as I call on the name of Jesus, that I can be delivered from everything. You know, just like he says, ask what you will in my name. And, you know, anything you ask in my name, it'll be given to you. You know, so it's a powerful name, and that's the reason why I wrote it called No Other Name, because there is none second. There's no name secondary, you know that is as excellent or as omnipotent as the name of Christ. So that's the message in that song.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, that's awesome. I wonder, you said the lady told your wife that you was dead.
Yeah, that's what my wife told me. She told me that when I, by the time I think, yeah. And she was at
always
work.
Tell you so before your time.
I can't fathom. I really can't fathom what her thoughts were. You know, she's at work and she gets this phone call that your husband has just been airlifted to the hospital. Because he had an accident and his vehicle turned over three times and he was upside down in a ditch and so forth and so on. So, you know, for her, she had a vehicle. She had a car to drive, but she was so frantic that somebody had to drive her. She forgot she had a car, you know.
So she had to rely on that name, too.
Yes.
She was being tested,
you know. She did. And then, of course, by time, you know, the lady that was the first responder that was there, and I'm assuming she was a civilian, not a medic or whatever you want to call it. But I think she was the first on the scene, and she told my wife, she called her when I was in the hospital, and told her she wanted to check on me is what she did, and that was a blessing by itself because normally people that they help you like that, and then they go about their business. No, she took the time to actually call the hospital, find out where I was at, call that room. She knew she couldn't talk to me, so she talked to my wife, you know, and asked my wife questions. She was like, "How my name was?" Well, I can't remember her name now, but my name is so and so, and I was the first one there, to his car. And she told my wife, she was like, "He was dead when I got there." She's like, "He was not breathing, he was not moving, he was unresponsive." So I don't even want to know what she, you know, how she felt, other than the fact that she was afraid and scared, you know. So. And then, of course, you know, me being here is just, it's the testimony by itself that God is always good.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you and your wife, there's no other name. We're going to play this for the listening audience.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to play No Other Name for the listening audience. And, hey, listening audience, we want you to know there is no other name. And this is by none other than our very own Davion Barrier. Did I say that right? Barrier.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy.
Yeah. There's so many names in this world, but there's only one that can make a difference. Listen.
There is a name that I love to call alone. So sweet and wonderful. So amazing, full of power and the holding me and frees me from my guilt and shame. I love the feeling that comes over me every time I hear that name.
There's no other name.
and change. Who forgave me with this precious blood? Who can love me with this kind of love that can ultimately change my life? Has the power like the name of Christ. Now have you ever been through something and it made you wanna scream? Lord have mercy on my soul. Please wake me from this bad dream. Everything that comes up against me, it comes to bring me down. But in his name I can live in peace. His grace for me is so profound. That name has cleansed me from the stain of sin and brought about a change. Something happens to me deep within every time I hear that name. That can make me feel the way I do. I can call on when I'm going through. That can take away my hurt and pain. That can free me from my yokes and chains. Who forgave me with this precious blood? Who can love me with this kind of love? That can ultimately change my life. Has the power like the name of Christ. Jesus, 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 Jesus. So amazing you are. Jesus, 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 my bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 there is none else like you. Jesus, 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 that can do for me what you do. That can make me feel the way I do. That can pick me up when I'm feeling down. Has the power to turn things around. Who forgave me with this precious blood? Yeah. Who can love me with this kind of love that has completely changed my life? Has the power like the name of Christ.
Wow. I like. There's no other name. Oh, man,
yes,
that is so awesome.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Wow, that is beautiful. There is no other name. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Ms. Jackie said she wouldn't be able to talk long if she was to call in. I told her she needed to call on in and talk a little bit. It's okay. We'll take a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that is beautiful. That
Thank
is
you so
beautiful.
Much.
That is beautiful. And, you know, I do have your other songs. I just did not get them logged in for some reason. There's
okay.
a situation going on this blog talk for some
yes,
reason.
Ma'am.
And I'm like, ugh. They're supposedly processing. They've been processing the whole time we've been talking. So I don't know that they're ready to play or nothing, but wow, we'll have to get them on the next show. But that's
no
awesome.
Problem. Thank you so much.
Wow. So tell the listening audience, those that are listening in, I want you to tell them a little bit about, you know, if they're going through a rough time, they're not certain, you know, what God has for them and all that kind of stuff. Talk to them about, you know, leaning and depending on God.
Just for, you know, for those that are listening, Never put yourself in a predicament to where you compromise yourself, you compromise your thoughts, and you compromise God. You want to make sure that you always keep a direct line with God, which is open communication. It's not about being, it's not about religion or anything, because you know, our Father never taught us to have a religion. He taught us to have a relationship. So, you know, if you don't have that, that's the first thing you need to develop is a relationship with God. And don't allow or don't let it be one of those situations to where, you know, it's detrimental
or it's life-threatening, or it's one of those things between life and death where you try to have a relationship with God. Because believe it or not, everybody that listens, that's listening to the radio, you have been called, or you've been, or God's been trying to get your attention some way, shape, or form, you know, and it's in your best interest to be obedient, you know. And I've been taught that obedience is better than sacrifice, and don't allow that to be something that keeps you, that hinders you, because don't be so afraid, and, you know, just be like Peter was. We have to learn to be like Peter was when he first stepped out of the boat to walk on the water with Christ. When he first stepped out, believe it or not, the water and everything was already crazy. Waves was already going, was crashing, the wind was already blowing, the waves was already, you know what I'm saying, it was already tumultuous before he even got out of the boat. But since then, he had so much faith and his vision and his eyes were on God. So that's where we need to learn. That's where we need to be at, is in that first phase of when Peter got off the boat, which is we keep our eyes on God regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of who don't like us, regardless of what, you know, who's trying to kill us. We need to make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to do to keep ourselves in the line, you know, in the line of being obedient to God. So when we do that, we keep the gates of heaven open to us, you know, and God hears our prayer. We don't ever want to be in a predicament to where, you know, your prayer is compromised because you're so busy, you know, speaking negatively. And that's, I think, that's the one thing that a lot of us really have cursed ourselves. We put ourselves all at the knees because we either we're doubting ourselves, or we doubt God, or we allow ourselves to speak negativity in the atmosphere. And believe it or not, words have life. And that's why the Bible says, you know, life and death lie within the power of the tongue, because we have to be careful what we allow to escape our lips, because at that particular junction, we give it life. You know, so always speak positive. Always, always think positive. Always understand that God is right there, regardless of what's going on. God has already made the way. The provision has already been made. And I've got a song that I haven't written, and it's called Call Me. And it's from the perspective of God saying that I see you. I know you. I know where you're going. I know how to get you where you're trying to go to. But you have to allow me to be that GPS. See, we're the vehicle. We're the vehicle. God is the GPS, and he's going to get us to our destination. And as long as we stay within the will of God, he's going to lead us right where we need to go within the time frame that he's given. And we don't want to be like the children of Israel. You know, they had a three-day journey, but because they complained and they fussed all the time and they doubted God and they talked trash and they put so much negativity in the air, it took them 40 years to get to the promised land on a three-day journey because of themselves, not because of what God did, not because of what Moses did, not because of the disciples or the apostles, but because of themselves. So we need to make sure that we are always positive, thinking positively, speaking positively, and speak blessings into our lives. You know, even when things might be crazy, speak blessings and watch God move.
Amen. Come with your bad self. Come with your bad self. Wow. So I see you went to college. You got your bachelor's degree.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
I got that, you know, because I like talking to people. I like people in general. I'm a people person. If ever you get a chance to actually sit down and talk to me, and I honestly, that's with almost anybody that comes in contact with me. And it's funny because it must be something that just, it must be just an aura that God has given me, because people have come around me and they're just like, yo, I just want to hang with you, man. I just want to just hang out with you. That's all I want to do is just hang out with you. You know, so, you know, and I'm grateful for that. I really am, because I have a heart for people. Christ had a heart for people. Christ had a heart for people. You know, he wasn't judgmental. You know, he wasn't, you know, he didn't put people in a box. You know, and he didn't put himself in a box. You know, so I think when we understand that concept, we'll change our whole philosophy and our mindsets will change. Once our mindsets change, then the way we function, the way we think, and the way we act changes as well. And you know, like they say, you know, your attitude determines your altitude, and that is such a true statement. You know, so I definitely believe in that.
And that is truth. And I would like to encourage you. Now, my first album came out back in 2010.
Uh-huh.
And I must say, I've had an awesome career so far, although I've heard that there's snakes out there and all that kind of stuff, too. But yes, like ma'am. You are, keep your positive attitude toward everybody, man. I mean, it's been awesome out here. It's been awesome for me.
Ma'am.
And I would encourage you just, you know, you don't have to look at people like, are you a snake?
Yes.
You know, sometimes yes, when you ma'am. Listen to some people, they have you thinking, you know, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Should I be talking to these people? But,
yes.
You know, I would just say, again, just use wisdom and continue to be the people person that you are. We are missing that in this world.
Thank you so much.
We are missing that in this world. I mean, so many people are meeting you and they're so skeptical. And why? I mean, my goodness, what are you coming for? What's your motive when you meet people? Come to encourage people. Come to, you know, bring positivity in their environment. Like you said, I mean, you come to, a friend of mine always said, I come to infect the environment and not affect it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Come to infect
yes,
the environment and not to affect it. And
right.
That's what it sounds like you've made up in your mind to do, and that's a great
yeah.
thing. That's a great place to
I wanna
be.
I want to leave a lasting impression, you know? You know, I want people to hear something that I say or do. You know, and it's more than just, you know, it's more than just words, because your lifestyle has to match what you say, you know.
And
you
that's
know?
True.
So I just want to make sure that, you know, not only do I speak and carry myself in a prospective manner, but I allow people to see that. It's okay to be, you know, humble. It's okay to be, you know, sensitive. It's okay to be, you know, to be modest. That doesn't make you weak. That just, you know, Christ with all the power he had, he was a very modest individual when he walked on earth. He loved people. He was very humble when it came to people. You know, hence the great multitudes of people that followed him. But that just comes with understanding and you know, and life and experience.
Absolutely. So, okay, tell the listening audience where they can find you. You have a website, anything?
I'm still working on a website. You know what? That website thing has been somewhat of a hassle to me, because I cannot get that thing right for some reason. But nevertheless, I got
Why? Because you hadn't met me?
yeah, probably. Because I'm like, Lord, God knows I'm not the most tech-savvy person. My wife, she makes fun of me. She really does. Because she's like, babe, you have to do, you know, this. And I'm like, listen, you do it, because I know. Mm-mm. And I done got mad with it. And I'll be done said, forget the whole thing. So I just, to find me on any, you know, anywhere, I'm on Facebook. You can look me up by Davion Barron, D-A-V-E-O-N, last name Barron, B as in boy, A-R-R-O-N. That's a personal page. Or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. They both have the same name, and it's Davion the Prince.
Maybe so, on the print.
Yes, ma'am, by all means. You know, we all king's kids, you know, but I take
right.
mine literally, you know, so, and I honestly believe that. I believe that with all my heart. So, Davion the Prince is my name for Instagram and Twitter, and you can find me on Davion Barron. I'll be doing some more stuff. I got a lot of things. God has blessed me with a lot of open doors. And and as long as God allows me to, I'm a bust through every last one of them.
No, that's right. So Davion, are you on YouTube?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a music video too. I'm Alive, which is my first song that I ever wrote. That's on YouTube. Yeah. I put that out. Actually, I probably put that out about 2 weeks ago. Maybe not even 2 weeks, but it's been close to it. So please go check the video out. Go check out, you know, I do have three other songs that are uploaded on the website, YouTube as well. So as soon as you put my name in, Davion Barron, those four videos will come up. And, you know, so.
That's awesome. Well, we have a special guest on the line. And we're going to make her mic hot. Hey, Miss Jackie.
Hi.
Hey, you, Jackie.
There you go, Davion. How you doing?
Hey. What's going on, Miss Jay?
Oh, nothing much. Chris, how you doing? I just had to get in the last part of, before you got off the phone. Naomi, you know I love you, my girl. You know, you spotted him and you know, you went after it, and this is the same way I feel about Mr. Davion and his wife and his entire family. They are just that approachable, you know.
Yeah.
And that's great when you could be in that ministry and be approachable. Naomi, he's somewhat like you. You know, you're very approachable. You know, you can go anywhere.
Aww.
People think they've known you for years, and they just met you. That's the way he is.
Yes,
ma'am. That's a plus. That's a plus. I told him, just stay right there. Hey, the song say, keep it right there. Keep it right there.
Yes, but I just had to give a shout out. I just had to call and let y'all know I was listening. I was messaging and texting and everything else, but I just want to let you know, I was listening. Naomi, I thank you for everything that you do. Not only are you an artist yourself and you minister the word of Christ, which I put all your videos on my page, I believe, every last one I could find, I put on my page today. But also, it's great to know that even though you are an artist, you're still, you know, a professional and you still give sound for other people to come out, you know, and have a forum to speak and to open your broadcast up to other indie artists. A lot of people won't do that.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Miss Jackie, I certainly appreciate you. You are the bomb diggity. You're awesome. I love to say you rock. Hickman Management, you rock. You know, you do your thing on the and I really do appreciate you. Always putting in artists. Keep on keeping on. I want to say that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you. It was great. The interview was great.
What is all that, Miss Jackie? Go on the mute the phone.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. That wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't you. That's baby hun over there with a dog or something in the background.
Nah, I got my little nieces back here.
That was him. That wasn't me. That was him. I'm gonna let you go, and I'm gonna get up. But I just wanted to stop by and say hello to both of you. No, I really appreciate the both of y'all and all the things you do for Christ will last. And that is Naomi's song.
Amen.
Only what you do for Christ is going to last. So as long as you keep him first, everything else is going to fall into play. All he asks is that you keep him first. He got all this under control.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. You're sure enough right about it, sister.
All right. Davion, check out my page with her music on there, and you can hear her music as well. Maybe y'all can collaborate. I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know we definitely gonna do something. We gonna definitely get together.
I think that would be a good collaboration.
If it's just for me to help him with the business part, as much as I know, I do like to share. You know that.
And that's another thing about her. You will love about her. She does not mind sharing. You know, whatever she's learned along the way, she does not like pouring into. She doesn't mind pouring into somebody else.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And I love what you're doing, Davion. I love the fact that you're allowing God to use you. Stepping out on faith, not really knowing, stepping out into the unknown. That's what faith is all about. So that's a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Man, I really wish these other two songs was up and ready to play. And I did I did leave enough time so we can definitely get them in. But you know what? We can talk about them anyway. You got a song out there that I'm Alive. You said you got the video on YouTube. Talk to us a little bit about I'm Alive. How did that come about?
That song was the first song I wrote ever. And that was I did that song because of, you know, like I said, you know, I done dealt with a lot of different things as a young kid, you know, as a kid growing up and, you know, as a young man, you know, and I'm just thankful to God that I'm alive.
I think I know you, though.
You know. Ma'am?
I think I know you, too, a little bit. I know of you. I believe you. We'll talk offline.
Oh, okay.
You're going to trip out when I tell you this. But it's funny. The name, I remember the name, and I'm not certain if that's you or not, but you're going to laugh. I can promise you that.
Okay, I'm really wondering what this is now.
I know. You're going to have to call me back afterwards. It's going to be funny.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway,
no problem.
Oh, let's get professional again. We're back live on the air with Avion. No. Okay, tell us about I'm Alive again.
I'm Alive is the first song that I wrote. And it's just me being appreciative of where I've came from. And
oh, okay.
The journey that I've, you know, the journey up until this point to just be able to say that I'm alive. And I'm grateful to God that I am. Is
gratitude.
You got
gratitude,
it?
Lord. I made it through all of that.
Yes. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Through all of the hard knocks.
Through all of the craziness, you still got me here for a reason. So I'm grateful.
That is so awesome. And you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's to anybody listening in the listening audience. You know, if God has brought you through it, you got to give him thanks because, you know, you're still alive. And when you're alive, you got another opportunity.
Yes, ma'am.
Another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to continue to go forward, to move forward. I mean, that's a blessing.
And you got to take those moments and you got to use those to your advantage because, like God said, my spirit won't always strive with man. So, you know, that people can sit here and say that, you know, God is, he's ever merciful and still do silly things, but they still got to remember that God is the same God from yesterday, and he's the same yesterday, and he'll be the same way forever. And if we remember back in, you know, Bible days, God was taking people out of here for lying in church.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? You know, so if we understand that, so we have to remember, you know, that we serve the same God. The only difference is that blank space between the book of Malachi and Matthew when Jesus stepped on the scene.
And he brought grace. That's right.
He brought grace.
Yeah.
And if we
that sounds like a song. He gave us grace.
Yeah.
He brought grace.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I just that's
along
it.
With
yeah.
Jesus came
yeah.
grace. All of them sound good to me.
Yes, ma'am.
That
yes,
is
ma'am.
Awesome. Wow, and so you got I'm Alive, and I really
yes.
like the message. I like that. Yeah, we have to be grateful.
Yes,
and I'm speaking.
Yes.
What's back that one?
I'm speaking is pretty self-explanatory when it comes to when you listen to the song. It is one of those songs where we have to be cognitively aware of the words that we allow to escape our lips because like the Bible says, life and death lie within the power of your tongue. So when you start speaking negatively, you're giving that stuff life. So all of that stuff, that's one of those things where you know how people are always saying, well, the devil did it we got that famous saying, the devil is a liar, you know. But sometimes it's not always, let's not give the devil so much credit. Sometimes it's us. We mess ourselves up. Because
right.
we're putting negative stuff in the air, and that stuff, God says, like you said, he can't lie in his word. He's not a man that he should lie. When he says that life and death lie within the power of the tongue, he's not kidding. You know, so
right.
you have to learn to speak positively in all aspects. So speak blessings in your home. Speak blessings at your job, even if it's crazy. Learn to speak blessings. If somebody say they don't like you, you know what? Bless you anyhow. Because, you know, I understand that I can't respond the same way you would respond to me just because you're in your flesh.
Right.
You know, I have to understand that I'm a king's kid. And when I say that, I'm not kidding. And we are all king's kids. We are all sons and daughters of God. And we actually need to start acting and carrying ourselves as such. And when we do that, we won't be so belligerent and so degrading to others, but understand that we speak life to each other. You know, even if I may not care too much about you, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have to speak negatively to you either. All I have to do is pray that God work with me on how to deal with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when we understand that, people will have that concept that and believe that God is love, and that's what he is. You know, it's not so much what love is, you know, you saying I love you, God is love, you know, and
right.
when there's love, there's God, and if there's God, that means that there should be compassion, and compassion should mean that there's humility, and care and concern, you know, so we have to learn to speak positively, so let's not speak negative over our own situations, or, you know, speak negatively over anybody else's life, but speak life to everybody, you know, and that way we have a, you know, we give birth to positivity and not negativity.
Right. I always say call what you want to see. And that's how
yeah.
any given situation.
You know, and then some of us are so blinded because we're tricked because the devil will say, oh, you're lying. Well, no, the Bible says call those things that are not as though they were.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So you may not have two pennies to rub together in your account, but saying that you're a millionaire does not make you a liar. You're speaking into existence.
Yeah. Well, I know that's right because I tell people all the time, I'm the next billionaire you know.
There you go.
Know?
There you go.
I'm the next one you know. Yeah, you got to call up and say, though they were. That's right. I'm the next billionaire you know. That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's good. So once again, I want you to tell the listening audience where they can get your music again.
You can find me on YouTube, Davion Barron. Just put my first last name in, and you'll find those songs.
Okay.
I'm gonna be working on trying to get this website thing together, so that way people can purchase. Because I've actually had people that have been contacting me from out of the state, and they're like, "Yo, how do I get your music? How do I get your CD? You know, where can I download it or something? You know, so all of that stuff I have to, I'm working on trying to figure out a way to get that stuff done, so that way, I'm not cheating people of the message that God has for them.
Right. Same man.
So by all means, check me out on YouTube. Davion Barron, you'll see those three songs on there. And I'm going to be having some more stuff that'll be posted up there. But those songs will bless your heart.
So your album From Behind the Music, is it out yet? I mean, you're saying you can't download it just yet?
Not yet. No, I haven't given it that perspective to be able to download it yet. I'm still trying to work on trying to get that done.
Okay.
That's actually one of the main, between that and the website, those are the two main projects that I really got to get together so that way, those can be available.
Oh, okay. That's no problem. Spell your name out for the listening audience.
D as in David, A, D as in Victor, E as in Echo, O, N, first name, last name is Barron, B as in boy, A, R, R, O, N.
All right. Well, that's good. See me and we'll make sure we get the website done and get your music so you can get some downloading done. That's not an issue at all. And that's not an issue. We had that stuff done in no time. What I want you to do now is just, I want, however God leads you, I want you to speak to the listening audience, and I want you to leave them a final message. If there's nothing else they heard on this interview, I want you to leave them a message, a power message.
If there's nothing else that they can remember from this, is take the limits off God. Take the limits off God and take the limits off of yourself. And never doubt yourself. Always keep your faith in God because it's trust that takes you to it. It's faith that takes you to it, but it's trust that takes you through it. And you trust them by your experiences with God. Don't allow situations and circumstances to cause you to doubt God ever. Because God is a man he won't lie. His word won't return void. And many of them that are listening, God has given you words. He's given you a promise. He's already told you. Now he's telling you, stand on that word that he's giving you. Stand on it because it's still there. But you just have to work your faith. And that's the biggest thing that most people don't want to, is you got to work your faith. Yeah, it's going to be tests, it's going to be trials, but you got to understand that, that when Christ walked the earth, he was persecuted as well. So, it's not anything that you can't deal with. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that you can't overcome. As a matter of fact, you're not an overcomer. You're more than an overcomer. And when you understand that, know that you're victorious in all aspects of life. There's nothing that you're dealing with that is going to cause you to go under. Just keep your hand in God's hand and keep your eyes on God.
Amen. Well, what if it feels like I'm going under?
what if it feels like? It's a facade. Understand that it's a facade. The devil's going to paint a picture. He's going to paint a picture. Ah, you ain't going to make it, or you ain't going to do this, or, he's going to paint a picture to where it is worse than what it seems. But
come on now.
if you understand that God is bigger than any problem or any circumstance that you got in life, and whatever you might deal with, just understand that the devil has already, his destination has already been promised. He can't change that. He is hell bound, regardless. So don't allow him to trick you in saying that, oh, God don't forgot about you, God don't care about you, God don't love you. If he did, you wouldn't be dealing with that. No, that's not true, because some things that God takes you through, it's a lesson in it. And instead of having a pity party and trying to figure out, well, why did this happen? I ask God, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to learn from this? What am I learning out of this, and how does this take me to the next level? And at that particular moment, that's when God can show you, okay, this everything that we deal with, it's not for us. It's for somebody else. Kingdom work. That's what it is. It's kingdom work. You know, and when we understand that it's kingdom work, we won't have that pity party and feel so downtrodden when it comes to our own circumstances and situations, because the harder you fight, I'm a firm believer in this. The harder that the devil fights you, that means you're doing something right. Because if you ain't doing, I'm sorry, but if you're doing whatever the devil wants you to do, he don't have a reason to bother you. I mean, that's very clear. But if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you know, and you're affecting his kingdom negatively, meaning watch you out, you're trying to win souls, you're trying to live right, you know, the devil's going to come at you. You know, and when that happens, just understand that when the devil is fighting you, that means you're doing something right. But also, just like they say, turn up. You know, you turn when the devil turn up on you, turn up your praise, because praise is what gets you through it.
Amen. Come on, Mr. Bassa. Turn up for Jesus.
That's
there
right.
You have Mr.
That's right.
Davion and Barrett.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you for having
me. Oh, not a problem at all. We're going to play your song, No Other Name. Then we're going to go out with, Lord, I thank you for everything in my life, and I want you to call me back, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, hey, there you have it, Mr. Davion Barron himself. Go check him out. Friend him on Facebook. And we're going to listen to No Other Name once again, since I couldn't get one of the other songs up, and then we'll get ready to close out here. Enjoy.
Yeah, there's so many names in this world, but there's only one that can make a difference. Listen.
There is a name that I love to call on, so sweet and wonderful, so amazing, full of power and the same tone, the sweetest name I know. Breaks loose the shackles that be holding me, and frees me from my guilt and shame. I love the feeling that comes over me every time I hear that name.
There's no other name
that can make me feel the way I do.
There's no other name
I can call on when I'm going through.
There's no other name
that can take away my hurt and pain.
There's no other name
that can free me from my yokes and chains. Against me, it comes to bring me down, but in his name I can live in peace. His grace for me is so profound. That name has cleansed me from the stain of sin and brought about a change. Something happens to me deep within every time I hear that name. That can make me feel the way I do.
There's no other name
I can call on when I'm going through.
There's no other name
that can take away my hurt and pain.
There's no other name
that can free me from my yokes and chains.
There's no other name
who forgave me with his precious blood.
There's no other name
who can love me with this kind of love.
There's no other name
that can ultimately change. has the power like the name of Christ. Jesus, 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 so amazing you are. Jesus, 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 my bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 there is none as like you. Jesus, 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 that can do for me what you do, that can make me feel the way I do. I can grow when I'm going through, that can pick me up when I'm feeling down. Have the power to turn things around.
Debbie?